And what kind of home did they used to put children like that in?
Home, they used to have a lodge. See, what is it called, that lodge?
Like this home down on the highway between here and Thomas Street.
That's right.
The Baptists have a... That's your bread men leaving again.
They're messy to get off out there. That's all. Some, there's different, now they've got homes that the lodges have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And them lodge people, they'll take and put them in that home. Now they used to have one right over there close to the convict place.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned that into a dance hall and a liquor hall.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got a terrible name for the kids now. When they get out and get to stealing and robbing and killing, they got that, juveniles.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a person who looks after an orphan or a child who has no mother or daddy? You know, the court sometimes...
Well, that's a foster parent.
Uh-huh. And sometimes a widow or a widderer who needs somebody to look after their business, the court will appoint a... What for them?
They're appoint a guardian.
To take care of them. If someone has a lot of cousins, nephews, nieces, and people like that, you call all of those kind of people there. Your aunts and uncles and nieces and cousins and all of you.
Well, now they don't take them. Nowhere's on the homes now.
Uh huh.
Old folks' home. That's all place. That's first thing you have. I stayed over for folks' home 2 months. Sister, I showed them all something.
You left it, didn't you? What are your own sisters and your children and your mama and your daddy, all of your people like that are called you?
Called me.
Uh-huh. What do you call all of your family that's mamas and daddies and brothers and sisters and things like that? All of them as a group together, you'd say, we're going to have a reunion and we're going to invite all of
our nieces, nephews, and uncles and aunts.
Kinfolk, our
relatives
to come. Mm-hmm. But if somebody had the same name, and somebody asked you if they were kin to you, they said, well, they got the same name and they look like you, but they really weren't. You'd say, well, no, we've got the same name, but they are not my folks, or not related to me, kin to someone in the town that you don't know. Anybody that comes that you don't know, you'd call them up.
I just call them a lady or a man, whichever it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else to call them.
If they came in from some other country, what would you call them?
Well, if they told me what their name was, I'd try to call them that.
I wasn't thinking about a family name, but somebody who comes from a long way off, you'd say, well, they are...
He's me.
They are from over there, so they are... I was thinking about the word foreigner.
Yeah.
Or strength, a foreign, if they're from some other country. And now, these are words that, like I told you, they might not even make sense when I ask the question, but they just want the pronunciation of some names.
I'm trying to get in touch with how folks are